So,
Yeah. Happy anniversary.
Yeah, thanks. So we're celebrating with some Blue Sky cookies.
Yeah.
Blue chip cookies, blue sorry. Chip cookies.
Same thing, yeah. Whatever.
Blue Sky.
They don't sponsor us anyway, so.
So, yeah.
Yeah. But actually, yeah, the track we just heard was one that I just selected. So that was a remix by Bitter TV of a track by Broomfield. It's called Polyphase. So I guess we'll get the playlist up on the Supworld Tumblr as well. So we'll put some links up as well. Because I guess all the stuff we're playing today is kind of from the internet. So there's going to be some videos you can get to and SoundCloud and stuff like that. So.
I love how you describe things as being from the internet.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of I mean, I'm kind of half joking, but it's like, I guess in blogs and stuff, like, you know, you just go online and then hop onto SoundCloud and then there's a whole lot of songs there from people all over the place. So,
yeah. It's an interesting way to think about things, because I think about things as being from, like, New York, from Vancouver.
Yeah.
And you're like, this is a new song from the internet.
I mean, I'm kind of kidding about that, because, like, yeah, obviously there's it's interesting to hear where things are from, too. And, yeah, we're going to check out some of my favorite Vancouver and Canadian songs today as well, so.
That's great.
And actually, the first one I was going to play is kind of a nice connection. This is a remix, well, I guess more of an edit of a Dion track. It's kind of a sort of weird chopped and screwed version of Thousand Mile Trench, and it's edited by this guy called Kurt Thomas, who's from Wellington in New Zealand. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that
city. Very familiar with Wellington. Very much familiar.
It's a great place. It's the capital city of New Zealand, so there you go. So, yeah, this is the E1999 Eternal edit of Dion's Thousand Mile Trench.
Can we mix it with Richard of the Jungle?
Oh, yeah. Let's get it happening here.
Okay, you hit
it's kind
it
of
now.
A slow start.
You hit it and I'll hit
cool.
It.
Cool. It's coming up. It's gradually starting.
Let me know when I should say hit it. Subworld on CITR Radio.
Single Single Wednesdays at the Cobalt. $5 cover, $5 draft, and $5 highballs. A weekly showcase of up-and-coming bands, artists, and DJs, where the artists get 100% of their ticket sales. For more information, visit thecobalt.ca.
The alphabet has only 26 letters. With these 26 magic symbols, however, millions of words are written every day.
This month in Discorder, check out part two of our summer festival preview, which indulges you in the folky, the hippie, the eclectic, and the electronic. Discorder sits down with Hot Panda to talk about things like hot sauce, writing food blogs, and the ultimate battle for panda greatness. We also talk with the V Vecker Ensemble, who are the Captain Planet of Vancouver indie music. We talk with Ryan Smith of Green Burrito Records of the value of cassette tapes, and experience Sasquatch Music Festival through the eyes of Discorder. Don't forget to check out our regular columns like Filmstrip, where we review the film Better Than Something. Check out our events calendar for all the greatest upcoming shows, and our art project focusing on the work of Aaron Moran. You'll find the greatest in both recorded and live music in our under review and real life action sections. All this and more in the July issue of Discorder, that magazine from CITR, on stands now.
And you're listening to Subworld Radio on CITR.
So that was Aaron Reed calling in from helicopter to
Subworld.
So you are listening to Subworld Radio on CITR, as hosted by Melanie, Allie, and Richard.
Yeah, so we're here playing some internet music. Nah, I'll stop making the joke. But before the break,
I like the term that used hilarious. A lot. Not even as a joke.
Well, the song we heard before the break was by this guy called Arca, and that's on a label called Uno NYC, who have been putting out a bunch of stuff. And actually, I just noticed they released quite a few Canadian artists as well, like CFCF, Karayu, and I think a couple of others out on there as well. I might play a little bit later on as well. And that track's called Manners, and I guess I should mention now you can download that one over at Rose Quartz blog. Which is, I guess, the reason I'm here. So that's rosequartz.blogspot.com. And, you can download that track and also watch a video for this next one we're about to play. But I guess first maybe we should talk a little bit about the music blogs and stuff.
Yes, so, agreed.
one thing you guys might have been to is a website called Altered Zones, which unfortunately isn't going anymore. I mean, it's still there, of course, on the internet, but... that stopped about a year ago now, actually. That was like an offshoot of Pitchfork Media, sort of more specializing in weirder, sort of, I guess, like esoteric, fringe kind of sounds. But that was exciting. That was a really exciting thing to be part of. But
how did you start on that?
Ryan Schreiber, the Pitchfork founder or CEO, perhaps. He got like about 8 blogs together from across the world and had this idea to start this kind of collective, which is really cool. Had a really good sense of community, I think, especially around like me and Shay, who also runs Rose Quartz. We went over to New York a couple of years ago for CMJ and kind of managed to hook up with some of the other blogs who we hadn't met before but just knew from online, and did some like unofficial CMJ showcases. So that was pretty exciting.
That's huge.
Yeah, that's fun. Putting on shows is really easy in America as well compared to like New Zealand. The venues are really supportive and stuff. So.
And you used to put on shows in England as well.
Yeah, and actually, yeah, so like over in England, I put them on in Newcastle upon Tyne, which is up north, and pretty small town. So there'd be kind of some strange pubs and stuff that you could negotiate and put on some weird noise shows and stuff like that, which was always fun up in wintry Newcastle, yeah. So that was pretty fun. Just thinking about some of the bands we had come through there. I guess we had some Not Fun Records bands come through, and I was going to mention maybe this might be a good track to play because I guess that's a label that I've been a big fan of for the last like 4 or 5 years or something, and it seems to be still consistently doing pretty exciting underground stuff. And this, yeah, I guess like along with, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the 100% Silk label, which Amanda from Not Fun has started, and that's kind of more house music and kind of luxurious dance music. This one's kind of veering towards that. This band called Golden Donna. I think they're from Wisconsin, actually. So it's all this decayed kind of psych stuff. So, but not in a guitar psych kind of way. But yeah, it's a track called Paulding Light. And you can check out a video for that one up on Rose Quartz at the moment. Directed by Jonathan Leslie Kwam.
Richard, you're such a radio girl. You're doing all the work for us.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I'm
you guys
looking,
want to say some stuff?
I'm just watching now. I've said anything like a minute. I'm like, yeah.
But I'm looking
I'm
forward to...
so much.
Looking forward to the Youth Lagoon interview coming up soon as well.
Yes.
It's due later on in the show. Ali is going to play a Youth Lagoon interview.
I'm going to play a snippet of a Youth Lagoon interview. Yeah, had the privilege of meeting those lads again on Saturday, I think it was. Yeah.
Cool.
So here is the track. What's it called?
So this is, yeah, it's called Paulding Light, and the band is Golden Donna from Not Fun Records. I think it's out pretty soon on there, along with a new little batch of weird kind of after-hours experimental music from there.
9, CITR. That's Vancouver, people. Vancouver, British Columbia. Don't get confused. My name is Calvin Johnson. Thanks for listening.
So that was a voice clip I got from Calvin Johnson. In the middle of the night, he was in his pajamas.
Oh, wow.
It was at a host show that I went to down in East Vancouver. I ran into him, and cool. I asked him if he'd do that for me.
What kind of pajamas was he wearing?
Plaid.
Nice. Good choice.
I actually put on a show for him in England, actually.
Really?
Yeah. But he slept in my bed, but not with me. And he didn't wear pajamas, I don't think. Or he wore some clothes, maybe. If I recall correctly. All right, too much info for the radio. Before that, we heard a track from White Poppy, so sort of a couple from Not Fun Records there. That was Wish and Wonder from the I Had a Dream tape that came out pretty recently, I think. But I was just saying before, actually, I didn't realise when I moved here that White Poppy was from Vancouver, but a friend of mine introduced me to her in the park, in Strathcona Park, on Canada Day. Nice celebration over there. Yeah, so it's cool. And she seems to be playing a lot of shows around here. So.
Yeah, she has been. And also the same thing happened with Will from Weed.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, and I realised that we'd actually emailed each other a few times with music-related business. But yeah, it was cool. We saw them in They Live video store on Main Street the other day, which is a great store. You should check it out.
Yeah, it's true. A new video store is opened by Ben Jacques called They Live, and Weed played there last week, and Richard came.
Yes.
And didn't even know Lee was from Vancouver.
Yeah, it's so good. So many good Vancouver bands.
There are a lot of
as it turns out.
Yeah. I like that you didn't know much about Vancouver until you got here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, people keep asking me why I moved here, and it's
arbitrary
reason. I mean, I don't know, I wanted to move over this side of the world, and I had a friend here. Hey, Sam. And yeah, I thought this seems cool, so he said it was cool.
Yeah. It is cool.
Yeah, it is great. I love it.
We like having outsiders. Outsiders don't usually wander to Vancouver that often.
Yeah, it's true.
That's true. I haven't met too many outsiders, although lots of people from Calgary, it seems like. Is that counted as an outsider? I'm not sure. Maybe not.
Lots of people from Calgary, not too many people from New Zealand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my observation so far.
Yeah. You're our newest novelty here.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so, Allie.
It's Youth Lagoon time?
It is Youth Lagoon
time. Yeah.
Ooh, okay. This is just a little clip from the interview I did with the lovely Trevor Powers. Interviewed him on Saturday for his show at Venue, and he and his guitar player, actually Logan, they're both very wonderful gentlemen, and we started the interview around 5:30, and we were going to do it in the back alleyway, and then we decided instead to walk down to the beach, like the False Creek area. And he was blown away by it, and then we did the little interview, skipped some rocks, and then went back to the venue and watched the best show ever. I saw them in Toronto, actually, in the fall, and they were playing all their beats from, like, a teeny little amp that they brought from their home. And then at Venue, it was like, you know, when you're at a venue and, like, your esophagus is shaking, there's so much bass. It was like that the entire show. It was, like, a complete 180, and it was amazing either way. So this is a little clip from the interview. We're talking about the theme of posters comes up a lot on the album, and I asked him about that. So the song is called Posters, and it's off the album The Year of Hibernation, and this is my interview with Trevor Powers.
Wondering what sort of significance that has.
Posters, like, I started, like, getting super obsessed with the idea of, like, when you know, posters as far as, like, the idea of, like, when someone puts something on their wall and it stays there for so long. And, you know, you'll, like, you basically clean up everything around it, but the posters are always there. So it's, like, these, like, things that, like, somehow, like, stick to the lining of, like, your soul and your, like, it's basically, like, always holding on. But you're, like, you always, like, clean up everything around it. But
and you've aged 10 years.
Yeah, and the, but those happened. Posters are still, yeah. like, always sticking to, like, the lining of your insides,
yes.
you know? So that's why I started, like, really obsessing over that idea. And so it started just, like, kind of coming out in different forms,
right.
I guess, you know? So that's kind of how the whole idea of posters, like, happened.
What posters do you have on your room?
I don't know, like...
Farrah Fawcett?
By this time, most of them are gone. I've kind of torn them all off.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know, just because I started wrestling with that idea, like, there's all these things that are always, like, there, and you clean around it, but there's, like, things that are always, like, prevalent, yeah. I guess, and you just kind of start getting sick of it,
yeah.
And you want, like, them to be, like, totally gone, yeah. You know, so most of my posters have been ripped off.
Do tattoos sort of do the same?
So that is Jam City from one of my favorite albums of recent weeks. It's called Classical Curves. And it's out on Night Slugs, which is like pretty dance music, like, well, like really weird dance music kind of label. That's a track called Club Fans. But yeah, before that, real good interview with Youth Lagoon. Oh. And what a chill, nice voice that guy has, I've got to say.
Voice.
Speaking and singing voice.
It's just great. Just a great guy. Just can't say enough good things about Trevor Powers.
We were just talking in studio about Twitter because Richard tweeted at me. I got it in 12 seconds, retweeted it.
Yeah, that was some online real life meeting point there.
Yeah, and Ali said she followed Rose Quartz, and then some Crystal Healing Twitter started to follow her.
I'm so excited. It's my first celebrity Twitter.
Rose Quartz meaning. but yeah, if you do want to check out the blog that I write, which is, I guess, why I'm here, it's rosequartz.blogspot.com. I'm going to put the playlist up there, and it'll be up on the Supworld Tumblr.
Yeah, you can also find it on supworldradio.tumblr.com, where we will post the playlist and music videos from songs played, as well as the podcast, so you can download it. And a photo of Richard.
Oh, cool.
Maybe even a GIF.
Yeah.
A GIF, yeah, that'd be
good. I'm actually told it's a GIF, but that sounds bad, so.
Oh, yeah, I remember having a conversation, and I think technically
was it a conversation or an argument?
It was more them, like, yelling at me or something, but yeah. But I think they're actually right, though, but I still refuse to say
GIF or GIF.
I'm going to say GIF. GIF till I die, for sure. Yeah.
GIF for life.
Last week when we had the Shallows in after the show, we're like, oh, we need to make a gift. And Johnny's like, no, really, you don't need to make us a gift.
I'm like, why would we ever do that?
And we're like, no, a gift. And he's like, a gift? He's like, what's a gift?
No idea.
Oh, man.
Well, he doesn't have, like, Facebook, right?
No.
He doesn't know the internet.
No.
He doesn't know music from the internet.
No.
Well, speaking of which, this is actually music from New Zealand. That's a sweet segue. This is a guy called Luke Rowell. He plays under the name Disaster Radio usually. He makes this kind of like jumped up 8-bit music. But he just made this new thing. I think it only took him about a week to make it, this like MIDI project called Eyeliner.
Mm-hmm.
You can download it actually for free from Bandcamp. It's an album called High Fashion Mood Music.
He did the whole thing in a week?
Yeah, I think so. He got back from touring Europe or something and just kind of wound down by making an album of MIDI.
Casually make an album in a week.
Lifestyle music. So let's take a look. This is called Scenery by Eyeliner. We'll be right back.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on CITR.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Kamikaze wanna fire bomb. The bomb thinking you got your mom's feeling. You tell your man, show me, hey, who's like literally. What it is, what is up, what is what? What it do, what it don't? What it is, what is up, what is what? What it do, what it don't? I'm getting light in my loafers, and I stay getting light until the lights are on. I'm gonna like Coco, wala 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 wala. I love you. So I started hugging trees and acting like a bastard just to show them who's a new master. Dumb ones thinking I'm from the bush. I hit them with a heat and I'm making more stress. I'm black and I'm proud of my spike packs. I was like, when I'm supposed to fuck, I'm cut. The chest makes sense, the lines, I'm a sister, like what's up? Popping copies, it's so classic, talking about let's keep it real. I'm in a shop, fake baby, line me up. Time to step your cookies up. You ain't getting enough, I need my Oreos, I'm stuck. Ukrainian cutie, he really wanna cuddle. The fever in his eyes, he wanna suckle on my muscle. He wanna press my bubble, let's see what's in my jungle. I cross the fuck out, I'm a fumble, how that cookie crumble. This step, he's talking blah blah, he wants to be my shasha. He's pinked out like nuh-uh, I'm left him like ha-ha. I'm an emperor, wanna see me in my new clothes. Mother of the house, care to see me in a new pose. What it is, what is up, what is what? What it do, what it don't? What it is, what is up, what is what? And jumping on a mango, whiskey in my cup, posing like I'm in a manga. I'm a black hand, all I number two pencil. Push my gun like pencils, let me be your mentor. Aries, Leo, rising, nasty with the time. I see a goonie vibing, I be like, I'm a native to the island, fantasies realizing. I see a hater hating, I be like, God,
what it is, what it's
up,
what it's up, what it's
So now that is a good Vancouver band. That is Weed, who probably pretty familiar to most listeners out there, I guess. Anyway, that's a track called Ben's Tour. It's from the Gun Control EP.
Are they number one on the chart right now?
Number one?
Nice. I don't know about now, but they were number one on the charts for a while.
Yeah.
Even before the record was out.
Woo! Nice. Before that, there was a track from a New York rapper called Leaf. And actually, you can download that the whole mixtape, which is called Dark York. It's a track called What? What? So there's a, new video up as well. No, I can't.
Can you just
so that was
once
a one time
more?
Only. Yeah.
Once.
One only. Yeah. So there we go. So what's happening this weekend, guys?
Oh, funny you should ask. I need to go.
Coming up this week, Wednesday at the Tiki Bar, myself along with Johnny and Dan from the Shallows will be DJing with Daniel Rankin from Student Teacher and Student Loan Records. Our night is called Night Joggers.
What's the vibe for this time? Is it always the same at Night Joggers? Like kind of
it's just
classic
with the good times roll, Richard. Yeah.
Okay.
Just burn Jerry in the Raffy, house. Let the good times roll.
Yeah. last time we DJed at Night Joggers, a guy who was just hanging out in the bar, we didn't even notice him, got up and started playing saxophone live along to the songs that we were DJing with.
No, I left by then,
he was wearing a suit, and then he was playing live saxophone and walking around the dance floor playing live saxophone along to the bands we were DJing.
You know, and that was my second night in Vancouver. I was still real jet-lagged.
What was your impression?
I was like, whoa, like, that was pretty good. I'm glad I moved
here. I hope he comes back. It ooh, was a like, collar. Oh my god, maybe it's him.
Yeah, the saxophone is Ellie Lee. You got that?
Yeah, big time. I'll do it big time.
Okay, so we should say our final goodbyes and thank you to Richard.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. And yeah, you can check out the playlist up at rosequartz.blogspot.com. But I guess we've got one more from a Canadian musician called Curio. It's a track called For the Fame, too. So we're going to take a listen to that now. But also, don't miss Peking Lights on Friday night as well at the Biltmore.
It's true, So the 27th Peking Lights at the Biltmore. Thanks for joining us, Richard.
Thanks, guys.
Everybody should look up Rose Quartz. It's a great blog.
Check it out.
And go to supperworldradio.tumblr.com and we'll post a link.
Read. We're playing.